You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
On this episode of the Oklahoma Breakdown with Acker and Lehman, presented by Riverwind Casino, we've got a Women's College World Series special with Lauren Chamberlain and Jocelyn Alla. Please download and subscribe to the podcast, rate it 5 stars and write us a good review. Follow the show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search Oklahoma Breakdown on any of those and you'll find us. All right, our man Michael Hasse will kick this thing off. It's time for the Oklahoma Breakdown. It's a beautiful Wednesday, May 31st, and you're listening to the Oklahoma Breakdown with Acker and Lehman, presented by Riverwind Casino. Riverwind is Oklahoma City's premier casino experience, and there's so many reasons why Riverwind is consistently voted OKC's number one casino, but it all starts with their amazing variety of gaming thrills and excitement. Riverwind's beautiful award-winning environment plays host to more than 2,800 of the latest electronic games with a huge selection of table games, including blackjack, blackjack match roulette, and Teddy's favorite, craps. No matter what your game, Riverwind has it in spades and hearts. And to learn more about their gaming promotions and entertainment options in the month of June, visit Riverwind.com. Riverwind Casino, simply the best. Now it's Women's College World Series week, so we have something special for you. All right, here is Lauren Chamberlain and Jocelyn Alla. It is our pleasure to be joined by two of the most famous softball players on planet Earth. Lauren Chamberlain and Jocelyn Alla are in the house. Ladies, how we doing?
We're good. It's World Series week. I don't know about you, Joss. I'm feeling freaking good right now.
I'm freaking lit. What?
let's plug the event, right? Let's get that out of the way before we dive into the nitty-gritty of the Women's College World Series and just how much fun this week is for y'all. How can fans come out and see you guys? Sounds like some of the current players are going to be there signing autographs as well. Give me all the details, Lauren. What's going on?
Okay, well, this is a reason why we love NIL. Okay, we love NIL for this reason, but LC Fan Zone is curated by LC Management Group, and it's going to be right across the street from the Hall of Fame Stadium. You're going to see big checkered flags. Okay, this is going to have your favorite pro athletes, including this one down here in the corner, Jocelyn. She's going to be there signing autographs. Everybody's got their own curated merch, which is really cool. You can support your favorite athletes by, you know, pulling out your pockets and showing your support. We're going to have all local vendors that we're really tight with, partners that LC Management Group has, gathered along the way. And shout out to Chelsea Day and the LC Management Group. I kind of took a back seat as the commissioner and had to step away. But it's cool to see what they've done and continue to elevate the sport and just create these kind of awesome experiences. I mean, we see this all around baseball. We see it around football. And it's time for softball to have some parties around the World Series.
Jocelyn, how cool it is. Now, obviously, your popularity comes from what you did on the field, right? The success that you had, you know, the legend that you were there at Oklahoma. But how cool is it to still do things like this, right, to where the fans can come out and still show their support for you?
Yeah, it's awesome. I think just one, giving the girls an opportunity to come and meet their idols is something great. And if I was a 8-year-old, I would be begging my parents to take me to this, because if I'm going to dream to be that girl one day, I'm going to have to meet her, you know? So just, I think it's good for the fans and it's good for us as well, just continuing to promote the sport and promoting LC and just the great things that we've done. And just, it's World Series week, man. Let's get it going. I'm so ready. I'm pumped. One, I'm pumped to be joining the alumni section too.
Oh my gosh, your first alumni section. Oh wow.
Yes.
Okay, that's a big deal. You're like, that's great.
I
just realized that. Oh, it's a party. It's a party.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I have somehow, some way found myself near the alumni section in the stands during the games. It is fun. So I'm excited for you to experience that, Jocelyn. All right, so LC Fan Zone, just across the street from the stadium, right? Can't miss it, and that's how the fan base can support all you guys.
Yes, come see us. It's going to be
we'll be posting stuff on our social medias too, so be on the lookout for that as well.
Right, and then some of the current players going to make it over there, so you can meet the current legends. The past legends. If you are an OU softball fan, it's definitely something you're going to want to check out. Let's talk a little Women's College World Series.
Let's do it.
Is this like Christmas for y'all? Because
Gabe, stop playing with me. I literally call this Christmas Eve for softball every year. This is Christmas Eve. Like, I get chills because it's like, you know, it's just that, like, the calm before the storm. Like, everything starts tomorrow. And you know that OU's playing on that first day. Like, we're getting ready to go.
I'm just smiling like ear to ear. Like, ever since they got the first seed, I've just been like smiling ear to ear, like watching them win every game. Like, oh my gosh, you have no idea. I'm speechless. I'm so ready.
Yeah,
it's a good feeling. Is what, and once again, you guys earned this with what you did on the field. Is part of the reason you love this week so much, is part of the reason because you get treated like rock stars at the stadium? I've seen it firsthand.
I'm going to be honest. It's a little overwhelming sometimes.
Right.
I don't think anybody really looks forward to that. No, I'm just kidding. That you love seeing the fans and stuff like that. I think they've implemented some little things to help us out. But I mean, it's literally like, Gabe, you know football, right? Like, sports, but you know the football world. Like, when everybody's meeting for that national championship, like, it is like everybody that you've ever known in softball all at once comes to one place, and it happens to be in our backyard. So it's an exciting week, and you get to see old friends. I mean, we love it, but yeah, it's fun. We did our thing on that field. So it's fun to kind of walk around and be like, hey, we were here and we did that.
Stunt with them with their rings. You know, I got mine ready.
All our rings are going to be
right.
Jocelyn, how excited are you to experience it from the other side of things? Right.
I'm really excited. It's definitely an adjustment. Like, I was just at Supers and I was like, man, I wish I was out there. I was telling my boyfriend, I was like, dude, like, give me one more game on the field wearing a OU Sooner uniform. But it's definitely shifted my perspective too. And sometimes I do get into the fan mindset, like, oh, if we're behind or something, like, oh, are we going to win? And then, but the player mindset of me is like, shut up, like we're gonna win, it's gonna happen, you know? So it's definitely different, the mindset shift, but I like watching my girls just do their thing. Like I obviously played with most of them last year and literally went to war with them. So it's cool to see like their hard work that I don't see every day now kind of coming to fruition. And I just love being their biggest fans, you know. They were always mine, so why wouldn't I be theirs?
Right. Okay. So how different, because the World Series, it's the biggest stage in the sport, right? How different is it playing in the Women's College World Series versus a super regional or a regional? Like, how much different does that feel as a player, Lauren?
It's so different. It's completely different. It's like this, I don't know, Joss, if you can like relate to this, but it's like this hum that you hear. Like, it's just this sound, like, and it's like, you're not really hearing anything, but it's just like this lull that's like, I'm literally getting chills, Gabe.
You're like, you know, something's going on.
It's just, you can feel it in the air. Like, you can feel it in the air. You know that the stakes are high. The fans are always like just pumped. And you feel that, like, you know, as many people are saying, like, oh, you has the advantage. Yes, we have a lot of fans that show up, but we do feel them. And we feel that pressure of like, we got to deliver for them, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's an overwhelming sea of crimson that you see when you're playing. But it's different. You can hear your teammates on the field during Supers. You can't hear them on the field during World Series. Like, if
Kehlani is waving at me right now.
Is she? Tell her I said, what's up? If you have like a ball in the gap, Gabe, and you're, say you're middle infield and you're like just screaming, like, cut, 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 like you can't hear it. You can't hear
it.
It's like that trust, and that it comes down to your preparation at that point. But it's just a totally different experience, different atmosphere.
We'll get you back to the interview. But first, Love's Travel Stops is now offering a nationwide 10 cent per gallon discount on gas and auto diesel. Just download the Love's Connect app and scan your barcode at the prompt on screen and watch the price drop 10 cents per gallon. Across the country, the Love's Connect app unlocks exclusive deals and can help any traveler plan their route or meal on the highway. So before you hit the road, be sure to download the Love's Connect app to save 10 cents per gallon and experience the country's best highway hospitality at Love's Travel Stops. Love's also have you covered if you forget your phone charger or headphones with their expanded mobile to-go zone. And of course, don't forget to grab yourself some of that delicious Java Amore.
Opolis Clothing is the exclusive home for all of our Oklahoma Breakdown merchandise and is the best place to get your OU and OKC Thunder gear as well. If you want to live your life in better self-comfort, go to opolisclothing.com. That's OPOLIS clothing.com. Use promo code TED, TED, for 10% off your entire order. It's opolisclothing.com. Use promo code TED for 10% off. Buttery soft and 10% off.
And hey, you hungry out there? Well, then head to the garage for hand-smashed patties, butter-toasted buns, and ice-cold beer. Their food is fantastic, and it is the perfect spot to watch any big game. Visit eatatthegarage.com to find a location near you and order online from the garage in your neighborhood. And attention, business owners, you need Insurica in your life. Insurica is one of the country's largest insurance brokers with 30 offices throughout Oklahoma, Texas, and the Southwest. Insurica is able to customize programs by accessing the latest information from many insurance carriers. They compare and contrast coverage offerings and pricing and orders on a cost-effective, comprehensive program to meet your business's specific needs. Insurica's clients become best-in-class businesses by working with Insurica's team of advisors to manage risk. Purchasing insurance is only one way to protect your business. Best-in-class businesses win by avoiding a loss in the first place. If your business partners with Insurica, you'll save huge amounts of money and take back control of your total cost of risk. I'm an Insurica client, and you should be too. If your business wants to be best in class, connect with Insurica at Insurica.com. That's Insurica.com. All right, back to the interview. So, Jocelyn, how does, you know, throughout the season, how does Coach Gasso get you ready for that stage? Like, what's the key to getting ready to embrace that stage and succeed, right? And really thrive on that stage. Like, was there anything you guys focused on to have success
I think we focused a lot on the little things, like making sure that everything is pretty peachy clean whenever we get to the World Series. But another thing too is we practice like how it's going to be at the World Series. So she will put on crowd noise while like in the speakers while we're trying to hit cuts, and like, it's loud. A lot of chaos going on, but she creates that chaos because that's what ultimately that's what you're going to play in. So practice how you play. And once we come to the World Series every year, it's like, man, we already practiced like this. So now it's just time to have fun.
Okay. So what are y'all's favorite Women's College World Series memories?
Oh man.
My first natty.
So you have two.
First one is always sweet. He said first. First one's always sweeter.
Poor Lauren only has one.
She's one more than everyone else.
Yeah, there you go. I would say, for me personally, it's that mine was our national championship just because of the way the year before went. Like, we had lost on that national championship stage in the final game, and it was so like it was just the most heartbreaking thing, and it just feels like you got to sit on that for like a whole year.
Yeah,
we just came back and we were all on the same page that we weren't going to feel that again. And then once we won, it was just like, oh, this like relief that you can now feel that winning feeling. So that I would say the national championship for me.
I think mine was the first national championship for sure, but like how we went, like losing the first game, coming in as the first seed, JMU, you know, just came out of the blue, did their thing. And we definitely felt that pressure for sure, because it was like, there's no way in hell we're going home. So we literally regrouped after that and we're like, look, it's go. And we just got to go. But definitely winning the first one is so sweet. And year before that, we had lost to, well, year before that was COVID. Then the year before that was when we lost in 19 to UCLA. So I was like, man, I need to get a ring. I don't know how, but I'm going to get a ring.
So I think one of the coolest things right now with softball is just watching the growth of the sport overall. It's become such a big deal here in the state, and I feel like it's become a much bigger deal nationally. And y'all are number one and number two on the all-time home run list. How important do you think more power in the game has been to the growth of the sport, right? The long ball. I don't know. Have you guys thought about that at all? And like the role you've played in the growth with what you guys did at the plate?
Yeah.
I think it just shows like how powerful women can be. And like, we're not just base hit double hitters, you know, we tank the ball over the fence, and it doesn't just go right over the fence, it goes way over the fence. So I think it just goes to show like how powerful women are and how powerful we can actually be. And hitting is definitely an art for me, and I think for both of us, honestly. And just how good of artists we are is insane. And I think we're just continuing to promote that power hitters is the wave, man.
I would say I have a little different, just on the commissioner side of things. I'm always thinking about just fans and entertainment perspective. And from an entertainment perspective, the long ball helps. Like, no one wants to come and watch someone strike out, you know, 21 batters. I mean, if it happens, it's incredible. It's an incredible feat, but I'm bored as a fan. I'm just saying. So I, as a power hitter, I'm always encouraging, like, let's tighten that zone up just a little bit. Let's get the ball over the fence. But I think from a fan perspective, it's just so enjoyable to watch these games. I mean, you want to see the ball leave the field. That's why little boys and little girls go to MLB games, and they want to see that ball fly. So I'm a big proponent of that.
All right. I got to ask you about Coach Gasso. It's a simple question that probably requires a complex answer. What makes her so great as a coach?
That's a good one. I would say off the bat for me, she caters to her players. And I think that requires a level of commitment from her as a coach that a lot of coaches could just be like, this is the way I am. This is how I coach. I don't care how you are. This is how it goes. And I think she meets the player where they are and can know, okay, I can ride her or I'm going to be a little more chill with her and hit her in her feels a little bit more. And I'm going to have a one-on-one with her on the side. You know what I mean? Like it, and that takes, like I said, a level of commitment that not a lot of coaches are willing to go to. And a level of effort that I think she's always, always put in is she knows exactly what to do and how to push your button to. And she can get you to run through a wall. That's how it was for me.
I think for me, it's pretty much along the same lines of Lauren. Like she definitely cared for her players as people before she cared for them as a player. But I think she just brings out the best in you. Like, and it's through the way she goes about her practices and just how she holds herself as a woman. And she's most definitely not afraid to say no. And I feel like more so now because she's a grandma of four grandbabies now. Like you don't want to disappoint grandma. You don't want to. So you just got to, I don't know. I just think Coach Gasso just knows, like Lauren said, how to talk to her players. And it's definitely like times have changed over the years, you know, like she's not going to yell at everyone in front of everyone. And she knows that that doesn't work for everyone. So I think she's just aware of her surroundings and just knows, like Lauren said, how to get the best out of you.
Okay. Looking at this year's team, right? A lot of people talk about the pitching depth. A lot of people talk about the balance in the lineup with the bats. What stands out to y'all, right? You know a lot more about this than I do. What stands out to y'all about this year's squad for Oklahoma?
I would say depth of the team. I mean, it's like anybody at any time is winning the game. At any time. And that to me is what it takes to win a national championship. That's why I feel so strongly that they'll be the last team on the field. And I'll say, I mean, I'll put money on it. Now I can put money,
I'll put
on,
money
it.
On it too.
I know, like, let's do it. I literally think that they, like you see it with Kinsey, but then you talk about Riley Boone being the reason why we've won all of the last games. Like she's the one that's starting it. I mean, there's like the pitchers, I mean, anywhere you look, they're the ones that are difference makers. And if you have 1 through 9 difference makers, you're winning a national championship.
I think the standout for me this year was how resilient they are year in and year out. And I just feel like the teams get better and better every year. And it's just the girls recognizing that, hey, we don't have everyone from last year and this not going to be the same team as last year, but how are we going to be successful and how are we going to get this group together and just how are we going to go? How are we going to rise to the top? And I think the girls do a good job of bonding chemistry, bonding as players too, you know, how middles do their things, info does their thing, but just they got it going on. And I'm excited for them too, and how losses never affect them and they just continue to just do their thing. I'm definitely proud of them.
We'll get you back to the interview, but first,
John Vance Auto Group has been serving Oklahomans for 40 years. They're family-owned and operated, and they got 9 full-service dealerships in Woodward, Miami, and Guthrie. No matter what your vehicle needs are, John Vance Auto Group has you covered. They carry domestic brands such as Ford, Lincoln, Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, and Wagoneer. John Vance Auto Group's goal is to give unequaled service and to exceed customers' expectations in every way, which is why they have their lifetime loyalty program. And here's how it works. You buy a new or used car from them. All you have to do is get all of the manufacturer recommended maintenance done at the Vance dealership. And if something goes wrong with any of the components of your engine, transmission, drive, axle, or transfer unit, they will cover the repair costs. It's a great deal. And you can browse their entire inventory or find the John Vance dealership near you at vanceautogroup.com. Bishop McGinnis Catholic High School represents a tradition of educational excellence in Oklahoma City. Grounded in a faith-based education, students prepare to meet their potential with an individualized academic path that strives for success. Bishop McGinnis offers a college prep curriculum that includes 22 AP courses, participation in OSSAA athletics, where they've won over 100 state championships, and numerous clubs and organizations for students to join and grow. If you want to provide the best possible educational and spiritual development for your children, contact Bishop McGinnis Catholic High School or visit bmchs.org. Financial aid is available.
And First Fidelity Bank is a full-service financial institution based in Oklahoma with tailored solutions for all your personal and business needs, checking accounts, saving accounts, home loans, and much more. They do it all. Whether it's online banking from your computer or mobile banking from your phone, everything is stress-free with FFB. Making mobile deposits, paying bills online, and moving money to different accounts could not be easier. Make your life easier and go bank with First Fidelity Bank. Visit FFB.com for more information. All right, back to the interview. Jocelyn, I know you have to get to a workout, but how cool is it to have your own bat? Rawlings launching the Jocelyn Allo bat on day one of the Women's College World Series. I mean, you're kidding me? Come on.
Right. I'm freaking pumped. It's always been a dream of mine to have my own bat, and I'm so grateful to Rawlings for giving me this opportunity, and I think that it's going to do really good, and I hope that the people like what I had put out, because I really put my heart and soul into this bat, and I know what it is that the travel ball scene and the girls who want a bat, I know what they want to feel when they swing it, and I hope that that's what they feel when they swing my bat. So I'm freaking pumped, man. My dad's flying out here for it.
I want to add something, Joss. Like, having your own piece of signature equipment is a big deal. So I just, from me to you, from a lot of people to you, like, congratulations. Enjoy this, because this is you, like, cemented into a piece of equipment. It's going to be awesome, and the girls are going to love it. So proud
Thank
of you.
It's going to be amazing. All right, last one, Lauren. Women's professional fast pitch season. How are we looking? How are we feeling?
I'm excited. June 15th is our opening day. I'm pumped. Joss is going to be playing for the Spark.
Sold out game.
I know. Sold out game. It's at UCO. The first couple series are at UCO, and then they move over to the Hall of Fame Stadium. But if you know me, like, I'm probably going to poke in and out of the World Series, because I'm literally on grind mode right now prepping for opening day. So we're really excited. But if college softball continues to pop, it gives us a good chance at the pro level. So we're excited.
Y'all are the best. I appreciate the time. Go support these women out at the Women's College World Series. Go check out LC Fan Zone. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Gabe.
Thank you. Boomer, let's go.
Two absolute legends of the game. And on that note, episode 323 in the books. We'll have a new podcast that'll drop on Sunday. Just a reminder, you can hear Teddy from 3 to 6 on 94.7 The Ref. You can hear me on SiriusXM Big 12 Radio, Channel 375. Hope you all have a great rest of your week. Have an awesome weekend. And until next time, we appreciate y'all for listening. Do what you always do, Oklahoma. Take care of each other.